Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle trade did start to develop yesterday with $1 to $2 higher prices than last week. Our prices in the south around $120, $192 in the north. It's likely that some additional trade may develop quite possibly this afternoon following the cattle on feed report. Now, but unless a major disruption is seen in futures trade or there's an unexpected shift in the cattle on feed report, tone of the cash market's likely to have already been set by yesterday's trade. Firm follow-through support expected to develop in the hog futures today following the rebound in February futures yesterday, which sparked underlying support in the complex. Although February futures posted triple-digit gains yesterday, the rest of the complex struggled to find active buying as traders continue to hold prices within the wide sideways trading range. With trade volume expected to remain limited through the rest of the year due to the upcoming holidays, there could be limited short and long-term direction across the complex. On the grains, well, early weakness has been shaken off as wheat markets are mostly higher here on the final trading session of the week. Chicago and Kansas City are trying to end their three-day slide, while Minneapolis maintains its overall uptrend. Export sales helped to light a fire yesterday with sales of 31.9 million bushels, the largest of the marketing year and the largest of the week since 2010. Commitment says a percentage of the USDA forecast at 67.1% are ahead of last year's 65.4%, but slightly below the five-year average. Corn prices are steady to slightly higher overnight, consolidating the previous two lower closes with volumes subdued and trade desks half-staffed. This week marks the last full trading week of the year, and many have already moved on to 2020. Soybean futures are a bit higher overnight, featuring additional consolidation trade. Much like corn, traders are not interested in making big bets heading into the lowest volume weeks of the entire year, especially with a major USDA report coming out January 10th. We'll check futures in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close, February live cattle down 50 cents, 125.62. The April was down 50 cents, 126.75. January feeder cattle up 17 cents, 144.72. March down 7 cents, 144.82. February hogs up 107 at 70.97. Kansas City wheat, the March was up a quarter penny yesterday, 460 and three quarters. May was up a half, 469 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up a quarter penny, 545 and a quarter. May was unchanged at 548 and three quarters. March corn up a half, 387. May was up a quarter penny, 393 and a quarter. January soybeans up 1 3/4, 926 and a quarter penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.